At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Sue's going to the doctor today. Are they going to swear you in before you go, before you start answering questions? Because seems to me there's always questions that, you know, you want to hedge a little bit when they ask.
I know. Well, I'm fasting right now. I have the blood work today and then the appointment in a couple of days. But yeah, they always ask you, how much do you exercise? How much do you drink? They put you on the scale. It's like a come to Jesus moment.
Well,
you know?
It is. Mm. You were even saying, Sue, that you try to live a clean life, clean living, like the 3 days before your appointment. I mean, that's kind of lying, right?
I guess
you'll never know.
Yeah. Like
how much do you drink?
Let's see, I'm good for about 10 or 12.
10 or 12 a week? That's not bad.
About a week? Well,
you drink 10 or 12 beers a day?
You counting beers too?
I love that so much.
I'm not quite that bad, but yeah, I know. It's hard to tell the truth because when you add it up, you're like, all right, well, if I have a few, and then you're like, oh. Mm.
Thing is, unless there's really a problem, I mean, your doctor should be the place where you feel safe to be able to be completely honest. They're not judging you, you know.
No, I don't lie. I honestly don't lie. What do I...
There's probably a fudge factor that they work into it anyway.
I know.
Someone says they do.
Oh, they have to. Yeah. No, I mean, I say it like it is now. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I have wine on the weekends. I do. I write that on my little sheet.
You write wine on weekends?
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, I don't know how many I have. I'm just being honest. I mean, I guess they'll see it in my blood work.
Wine on the weekends would imply that you don't drink wine during the week.
I know.
I don't as much as I want to. It's like a Thursday or a Friday. I don't.
Did you get that?
I don't. I really don't. I say it a lot more than I actually do it. Steven would back me up on this, too. I don't. I fall asleep before I can even get a bottle in.
A bottle in?
Oh, a glass.
My God.
No, I honestly,
this is a window, Kendra.
No, I wait until Thursday. I don't do anything earlier in the week. I can't. I would never make it here.
Yeah.
I can't. No,
this job is pretty regulating on its own because we get up at the crack
of drinking,
dawn.
You mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I never over imbibe during the week. I mean, I might have one glass of wine, but like, I could never do this job.
No, I know.
Yeah.
And Thursday, I tend to have a glass more than Friday because Friday, I'm so tired that I fall asleep. So it's more like Thursday and Saturday, which is strange. But wine on the weekends.
So they'll hit you with the drinking question. They always ask about, do they ask about working out? How much exercise do you get?
Yeah.
Ask you about that. Do you overstate that as well?
No.
Yeah, because you get out there.
Yeah, I get out there. I'll just say, I exercise. Mm-hmm. I go to the gym a few times a week. I mean, mm-hmm. I exercise an average amount.
Yeah. You're always moving anyway, so I think
I'm
that's
a pretty
okay.
busy person anyway, so... I'm pretty active. I wouldn't say I can't sit through a sitcom, like, let alone, I'm not a sedentary person at all.
Right, what else they ask? They ask about smoking, some tobacco products, depression screening, that stuff's good. It's funny, they do ask about diet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever you say, the blood work is what the blood work is.
That,
the blood work really tells them much more about what you're eating than you telling them what you're eating.
Right, yeah.
Are you worried about that, Sue?
I'm worried. Yeah, worried.
You eat well.
But I eat pretty well.
Some of it's genetic, too. Like, you know, you could have high cholesterol and not eat high, you know, foods that are bad.
I'm not a big sweet person. I'm not a big sugar person. That's my thing. Sodium, I eat that.
I hope to God.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm praying that
you're praying I have high sodium.
No, I want you to be healthy, happy, living long, and exciting, healthy life. But
is there a sodium?
If they ever come back with a sodium issue for you, I'm just going to be like,
I know you will.
Yes.
I know you will.
It would be the greatest day for David ever. There'd be no more soup bar in this room.
Hey, 617-655-1067. Are you a physician or a nurse practitioner, or are you working in the office? What are the lies that people tell all the time, right to your face? You know, like we all tell the dentist we floss on a regular basis and all that.
None of us
brush twice a day and floss. 617-655-1067. More coming up. It's Morning Magic.